The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs caffeine cooler stat.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, we got beat. You know, it's kind of been the tale here of late. We've given up, you know, way too many big plays, more than we're definitely accustomed to doing. And when the Simon problems, we just didn't play them well enough. And when the players aren't playing them well enough, you know, we have to look at ourselves. You know, we're not coaching them well enough then.
Glad he threw that in at the end. Because the whole first part of that was, hey, there's nothing wrong with the plays I'm calling. There's nothing wrong with the schemes we're running. There's nothing wrong with the defense that we have. Players just aren't playing it well enough. But then at the end, he kind of saved himself, didn't he, by saying, well, I guess if they're not figuring it out, we got to do a better job of making sure they figure it out.
That is,
Does Vic put a little bit too much on the blame on the players and not enough on himself?
Hey, I've always, again, like the head coach is very much like, in my mind, is very much like the quarterback. Deflect 100% of the credit and accept 100% of the blame. And yeah, I learned it very early in my career with Joe Gibbs, who's one of the most regal people I've ever been around. If we lost, he would stand in front of the meeting. Now, he may chew us out the way we played, and he'd walk out of that individual, you know, that cocoon that we were in. He'd walk in front of that podium and he'd say, this is 100% on me. My coaches did not get our players prepared for this game. That is my responsibility and I will correct it. End of story. And 100% of the time, 100%, he would take that. I mean, he would take those slings and arrows for us.
Why is that important, though? Why is it important that publicly you guys get protected?
Well, it's...
I mean, if you stink...
Yeah.
And we all see it.
Right.
Why do you guys have to be protected?
Because Joe Gibbs... Because, again, that was authenticity. Joe Gibbs really believed... He knew how good we were. And if we didn't play well, I mean, he put it on himself. He put it on his coaching staff. I will tell you this. The other thing is... Is if you keep giving up big explosive plays, you know what it means? You're putting too much in or too many intricacies in your, too many, you're putting too many things in that players have to think about as opposed to just reacting. You know what I'm saying? Like the keep it to the kiss principle, the keep it simple, stupid principle is alive and well. And if you put too many things in or there's too many keys that you have to read, that's where players usually hesitate. Where they get a little confused. And that costs you big plays over the top.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Allen tried to sneak. He got nothing, or so it appeared.
He got it! They got it! They did it! They did it! Not yes! Not yes! Hell yes!
Not yes! Not yes! Hell yes.
Yes!
Well, the Titans did. Buck up. Hold firm. Goal line stand. As Josh Allen tried to sneak it on 4th-and-1, got stopped, and the Titans, with a pulsating 34-31 victory on Monday Night Football, what did you think about the decision to go for it and the play call itself?
Love the decision to go for it, and actually don't have any problem with the play call itself. Josh Allen is 6'5", 250 pounds, and I think everybody and their brother's uncle just assumes you're going to give it to Henry. So I don't think there's anything wrong with the play
Henry?
Call. Huh?
Henry.
Yeah, King Henry.
Henry plays for the Titans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. What am I talking about?
You're trying to give me an unreal. See, this is why we can't have nice things. Okay? This is why.
You've got to keep our composure.
That's true. Really- It's been a long week.
It's been a long week.
It has been a long week. What am I talking about?
What are we
about?
Talking about?
Pop music. Shoo-y-y-y-y-y-y-y. I want to dedicate it. Pop, pop, shoo-y.
face.
I had no confusion in my face because I have no idea what I'm talking about.
You were blissfully unaware. In your world, Derrick Henry was a Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, he was for a minute.
All right.
I'm mixing my metaphors.
Good decision to go for it. Good. I think the only thing I would look at it was maybe a little rushed. You know, they tried to really go fast.
I don't even mind that. Here's the thing. Here's the key. A lot of teams don't do a good job of quarterback sneak. The key on quarterback sneak is, and you don't see this very often, it's a quarterback actually accepting the ball from the center and taking a half a step back.
Yes.
So what ends up happening is, you know, you guys are penetrating. There will be a seam, but you want to jump in it. So if you jump in it, if that seam creates there, you're in. You got the first down. But if it doesn't, you got to slide one seam over. And you only can do that by stepping back. Elway was the best at doing it because he understood that.
Mm-hmm.
We coached it all
the
time.
You know who the second best is ever?
Brady.
Brady is a great quarterback sneaker, and he's exactly that. He waits that half count, and then oftentimes he waits for that initial surge, and then he usually goes over the guard.
Yeah.
I mean, most people are like, oh, well, you sneak right over the center. No, he goes over the guard.
Outside gap of the guard between the guard and the tackle.
Yeah.
That's usually where the seam is created.
Yep.
So, anyhow, I don't mind the play call at all. You just have to execute it better, obviously.
Next on the Morning Brew. Well, the Avalanche are on the road to kick off a early season road trip. Roadies, as they like to call them in the NHL.
Oh, they call them roadies?
The roadie.
Love the roadie.
They got a roadie coming up here.
And when you go on a roadie, you got to have a road dog. You know, seatmate. Guy you sit next to, maybe open up, play a little cribbage with that dude.
Yep.
He's your road dog.
Roommates.
Roomie.
Hockey. I don't know if hockey still has roommates, but, you know, for a long time they had roommates.
We had roommates when I was playing with Washington. Yeah. We always had a roommate.
Oh, really? Who did you have a go-to roommate?
Mark Addis.
Who's
Dr. Mark Addis.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a lot smarter than me. He played 10 years of professional football, then went to Harvard.
You played 13 years of professional football and then went into TV.
Well, I do have a general studies degree from the University of Idaho. They just aren't giving those things away.
No. At Washington tonight, at Florida on Thursday, at Tampa Bay on Saturday. So a good road trip. Although if I'm a player, I'm like, we're going to Florida and, well, Florida, Miami. We're going to Miami and Tampa in October? Why couldn't we have got this trip in like February?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the news for the Avs is Nathan MacKinnon has cleared and tested, passed his COVID test. He's out of the protocol. He flew to Washington, and he will be in the lineup tonight. So we get to watch, finally get to watch Nathan MacKinnon after missing the first couple games.
By the way, it's nice to have hockey back on ESPN.
It is, because
you can actually watch the Avs.
Because what we know about the NHL, or what we know about ESPN, is they only really cover sports if they have a financial investment in it. They don't cover sports, they market sports.
Yes.
And now that they've got hockey, they need to market hockey. So, good. That, I mean, in the end, what matters? As hockey fans, we win. By the way, Adrian Dater, our Avalanche insider, will join us coming up at 7:15. Next on the Morning Brew.
They have nothing to Schwarber. He kicks and he delivers. Swing. There's a long drive to right field. Deep toward the grandstand. Tucker looking up. It is gone into the grandstand. Grand slam. Kyle Schwarber. 6-0 Red Sox. Can you believe it?
Red Sox radio.
Schwaba
is ready to become a, they're going to build statues of Schwaba if the Red Sox go on to win a World Series. Where are you at with this ALCS? It's a series that I think a lot of baseball fans are having a hard time. Like, who should we root for? You've got Boston. Who wants to see Boston win another World Championship? But yet on the other side, you got them cheating Stros, who nobody in baseball likes.
Well,
so who do you root for?
I mean, the Boston Red Sox were, they got in a little trouble for their
own. They did, but it was not
trash can banging.
Well,
right?
They weren't doing trash can banging.
Videotaping.
They did some videotaping with Apple Watches and things like that. But everyone would agree the Stros was much more
Nefarious?
Nefarious, bodacious, audacious.
Audacious.
Audacious. So, who are you rooting for?
I am rooting for the Sox. I like the Sox.
Good man.
So the Sox to me aren't, they're not like they're not like rooting for the Yankees. The Sox, I know they have the big market and I know they pay a lot of money, but the Sox still feel different than the Yankees
well,
to me.
They've gone full Tampa. Their mode
right.
is to actually pick guys up, cheap guys. I mean, they are paying some guys big money, but they got a lot of guys that were just 1 year deals, small deals, and these guys are just balling right now during the
They're playing
during the playoffs. So NLCS resumes those stinking hating Dodgers. A lot of Dodger fatigue out there. Braves up 2-0 with that series shifting back to LA. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30. Mike Kliss will join us coming up next. Is beating Cleveland not as impossible as it seems? That's next. Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.